Travis, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping by to visit with us.
Here at UCS Community Services, you guys are starting up an adolescent drug treatment program. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, how it came to be and what you guys will be doing?
How it came to be was just a trend that we were noticing amongst the young adults that we had coming in. A lot of people were coming in and reporting that age of first use was around 13 to 14, sometimes pretty serious drugs. And so I kind of looked into the possibility of us starting up a program here in Knoxville through UCS, and was recently approved, and we're starting to get the ball rolling.
And what will this program consist of? I mean, obviously treating adolescent drug problems, but how does it work?
Basically, it's very client-centered. We do individual therapy only, because obviously when you're working with the adolescent population, I mean, there's a lot of other things they may be involved in or committed to. So individual therapy only at this stage. And in terms of what it consists of, you know, drug education, cognitive restructuring, cognitive behavioral therapy. And so that's the basis of what we're doing right now. Really meeting with the client, finding out what they want to get out of treatment, and making sure we do the best we can to assist them in doing so.
For some children that may be having these problems, something may be going on at home, that sort of thing. So obviously you guys must be cognizant of those issues and have to work with that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, that can always be a factor, of course, in this line of work. We encourage the families to be involved in the process. We ask the clients to, you know, inform their families of what's going on. And not everyone wants to do that, and that's okay. With the adolescent program, it's strongly encouraged just because the more the parents know, the more the families know, the safer the adolescent's going to be.
How do adolescents get connected with this program if someone thinks that they may need it or they think they may need it?
We're online, ucsonline.org. They can contact this office here. The number is 641-842-2717. They can just stop in and make an appointment with me or my counselor, Gail. So if anyone, and of course we've been doing a lot of outreach, so the community is starting to become more aware of this, and with that, referrals come.
How long has it been going on, and what kind of results have you guys seen thus far?
We're just getting started. Okay. We're just starting the program up, and so in terms of how long it's been going on, we received approval from the Iowa Department of Public Health, I believe it was July, the end of July. I can't remember the exact date. And so at that point, we started trying to get the ball rolling. But of course, you know, with school just starting, the timing was, a little bad. But we're working around that and trying to get involved and, like I said, doing a lot of outreach so that people just know this is a place they can come and receive those services.
Is there any specific drug or substance abuse that you guys see a lot of within adolescents? A lot of alcohol use? You said some more serious drugs.
You know, really it can vary, but I think right now a common trend that a lot of agencies are seeing in this field is that teens and adults are abusing prescription medications. I mean, if you think about a young male or female right there in their medicine cabinet at home, whatever mom and dad may have or grandma and grandpa, they can easily get that and begin abusing it.
And I imagine that might be the hardest part too. Families might not be aware of necessarily what's going on because they may be done using the prescription. It can still be sitting in their medicine cabinet or that sort of thing, and they can be doing it in their own home.
Yes. We always encourage people that if they've had a medication prescribed to them and it's a strong medication with addictive tendencies, there's places that you can go to get rid of those so that way they're not just lying around the house and people don't have easy access to those things.
All right, well, is there anything else people should know about this program?
No, it basically follows a lot in terms of getting enrolled, funding, our payment scale. It follows our adult program very closely. We're on a sliding fee scale. We take private insurance, we take Medicaid. So it's very affordable because a lot of times that's a deterrent for families. They think that if they don't have insurance that covers substance abuse treatment, or they don't have just very much money, that they can't seek help. And really we try to overcome that barrier by providing, you know, a quality service at a low cost.
All right, well, thanks very much, Travis, for being here with us today.
Thank you so much, I appreciate it.